For WCYB Digital Radio, This Week in Tech. From Reuters, American Express is looking to hire around 1,500 people for technology roles by the end of this year. The new hires would fill up roles such as data scientist and software engineer, among others. The Uber hack's devastation is just starting to reveal itself, Wired reports. An alleged teen hacker claims to have gained deep access to the company's systems, but the full scope of the situation inside the ride-sharing giant remains unknown at this time. Chinese scientists have developed a mask that lets users know if they've been exposed to COVID-19 or the flu, according to Bloomberg. A sensor on the mask was shown to detect small amounts of virus, which could aid at-risk populations as mask use declines across the world. From Apple Insider, Apple supplier Hon Hai will reportedly shift production lines to make more iPhone 14 Pro models due to strong demand. New features in the iPhone 14 Pro include a 48-megapixel camera sensor for the wide lens, an always-on display, and a dynamic island that replaces the notch. Russia made a veiled threat to retaliate against SpaceX satellite internet system Starlink for aiding the Ukrainian military, according to PC Mag. The statement caught the attention of SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, who responded via Twitter, saying Starlink is meant for peaceful use only. Apple provides over half the funding for a lobby group that says it represents small app developers, Ars Technica reports. While the tech giant isn't a member of what's called the App Association, it plays a dominant behind-the-scenes role shaping the group's policy positions. From BBC News, the flight taking the Queen's coffin to London was the most tracked in history, website FlightRadar24 has said. Nearly 6 million people followed the plane's route from Edinburgh to the RAF Northolt Royal Air Station within its first minute in the air, causing huge disruptions to the site. Instacart is introducing a connected store experience that uses new and existing technology to theoretically blend the advantages of delivery apps and retail, according to Engadget. The platform will let users pay for items by scanning them with their phones, alongside several other convenient features. The state of California has sued Amazon, accusing the company of pushing sellers and suppliers into anti-competitive deals that lead to higher prices, including at rival online stores, NPR reports. Responding to the allegations, officials at Amazon have denied any antitrust violations. From the New York Times, Wegmans, a popular Northeastern grocery retailer, has suspended their self-checkout app, citing losses as the reason for the decision. The measure echoes one taken in 2018 by Walmart, which shut down its Scan & Go app after just 4 months. For WCYB Digital Radio, that's This Week in Tech. Check back next week for more updates.